Thank you, Lord. Oh, in Jesus' name, Lord, you must increase and I must decrease. Oh, Lord, thank you for it. God, just be in awe of your son, Lord. Oh, Lord, to see him, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the fullness of his glory today. Lord, may we enter into that, God, that you give grace to the humble. And Lord, as we know the word of God and receive this mercy and grace, oh, do we get humble. Lord, thank you, Lord God. We didn't deserve a thing but death, God. But God, but God, but God. And oh, it is great love wherewith we are loved. We are loved. We're always loved. We're continued to be loved. Oh, the power of the love of God. Lord, just let it work effectually. God, help me to believe. Help us to believe you, God, because it works powerfully in them that believe. Thank you, God, that you are for us. You are for us. You are on our side. And if you be for us, who could be against us? In Jesus' name, let us sit down at the table today and eat. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today to John, we'll begin there in the 7th chapter. That's John 7. Head on over to 1 Corinthians and then to Romans 15. John 7, 1 Corinthians, and then Romans 15. In John 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't that wonderful? Out of his belly, praise God, rivers of living water. Oh, the fruitfulness of God, how he delights, praise the Lord, to feast upon us. And I've been so encouraged, praise the Lord, in this all precious truth. The need, yes, not only to receive truth in love, that it not only would be given out, but it would be poured forth, praise the Lord. That your life, by the grace of God, would be fertile ground, praise God. That we truly would have a life that God would use us as a conduit to bring forth this truth in love that would go forth not just in word only, but in deed and in truth. One of the best examples of this, and I know we've heard this many times, is in the promised land itself. In the promised land, there are two great bodies of water there. One is known as the Sea of Galilee, and the other one is known as the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. Now, most know that the Sea of Galilee is a water that teems with life. There's an abundance of fish. There's abundance of plants. Even around the ground around the Sea of Galilee. Very fertile as the water oozes, praise the Lord, out from that body. But then you have the Dead Sea. And it is so concentrated with salt and so concentrated with different minerals that not a fish nor a plant can live in that body of water. Now, what is so amazing that some might not know here today, that the same river, the same exact river, flows into both of those bodies of water. It's not a different river feeds one and a different river feeds another. It's the same river Jordan, the same water feeds the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. The only difference is the Dead Sea has one opening at the top and it never lets any water out. It gets in there and it stays. And without it flowing out, it begins to stagnate. Other things begin to happen to it. And there is no life that can come forth because nothing flows through it. Whereas the Sea of Galilee, yeah, I was reading, yes, there's an opening at the bottom and the top, But there's also openings on the sides and this side and that side and towards the bottom and all over the place in that thing. And praise God, that water going in and out constantly, receiving and giving, it becomes a conduit of life. You think about it, brothers and sisters, this same exact truth that we hear. This same all-powerful Paul's gospel that we hear can go into a life. But how that life will appropriate that, what will you do with it, is the difference. Amen. Praise God. I believe by the grace of God, again, because of the grace of God that's with you. You obviously treasure it. I believe by the grace of God, you're thankful beyond. Thank you, Lord, you've enlightened the eyes of my understanding. Jesus, thank you for giving me all truth. Praise his name. Now see, David said it like this in Psalm 23. He said, my cup runneth over. Amen? Oh yes, yeah. See, my cup runneth over. See, he was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Matter of fact, oh, he delighted in the truth, and he meditated on the word of God day and night. Day and night. Isn't that something? He meditated, if you think about, again, the metaphor in that as well, too. When he really walked in the light, oh, he meditated on the Lord. But even when he made his bed in hell, he meditated on the Lord. Oh, yes, by the grace of God, he meditated on the truth of the word. See, he was so full by the grace of God, he had a cup that ran over. He was so full, praise God, he could not contain it. I thank the Lord for that. I'm grateful to God for that. I've heard recently, and I appreciate it, a brother mentioned the infinite jar, just a lid that's always open on the jar that the water continues to flow in and out and all and bubbles over and all of that. And that's wonderful in itself. But praise God, because of glory to glory, it's not just a jar. It's a wineskin. And it just continues to grow in its capacity of what flows in and flows out. And it's amazing. And I'll tell you what, and these sisters will tell you, you know, that fruit that's in the womb, known as a child, when that begins to grow and stretch and all, it gets a little uncomfortable. Matter of fact, let's call it what it is, sister. It can be downright painful. But the fruit, the joy, praise God, what we know, hallelujah, not only is to come, but what is there. But what's there? Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, and this is what this is. This is that encouragement that no matter what befalls us, brothers and sisters, no matter what hits, we don't even call it strange, this fiery trial, do we? Amen? Amen. Amen. Come on. We don't even call it strange, the fiery trial that has come upon you. Oh, yes. Because of this wonderful, not just a filling, but a flooding of the word of his grace. And how vital it is, brothers and sisters, that this truth, like rivers of water, living water, flow continue and literally overflow out of our belly. Now, many know this bridal truth. Many receive it. But some never give it out. And sincerely, that life becomes just like that Dead Sea. It becomes dead to it. I told you recently, I heard a sweet brother. He said, you know, I know that I was around ones that knew this and knew this truth and all. But why didn't they tell it to me? Why didn't they give it to me? Now, I'm not judging and condemning. Let's just get on with it. Let's be encouraged in the Lord. Take the chastening, take the correction, get over it, and let him open up this vessel. Praise God. Let's quit trying to be comfortable in Jesse and to begin to be given over to God. And it's amazing what the Lord, hallelujah, will do in your life. And then to take a wretch like me, praise God, and to do something with it, praise him for his grace. Amen. And I'm telling you something, brothers and sisters, sure, it would be easy moment by moment just to go be what we think we are. No, it's who you are in Christ. And matter of fact, more appropriately, it said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen? See, let him determine that, brothers and sisters. I understand we're all vessels, we're all different and all that. But I'm going to tell you something. The one that's the same is Jesus. And that's the treasure, and let's let that treasure flow by the grace of God. It'll be wonderful. It'll surprise you. You need to get, you know, they call it an out-of-body experience. Just get out there and watch him work. It's an amazing thing. You watch Christ in you, the hope of glory, and you just sit there and say, oh, that's just Jesus doing it. It's amazing him working that. I love it. Love him. Praise the Lord. See, and so there's ones that receive this truth, never give it out. They're sincerely dead to it. Then one may give it out. But yet even in giving it, there's no real power behind it. Because without love, it profits nothing. Remember that. Amen? See, I could come to you and I could just say, well, you don't know the truth. And you just sit down here and listen to this. Listen to what I know. Well, we already know that that's gone off the tracks. That's not going to have any effectual working power because without love, it profits nothing. Amen? By the grace of God, may we truly give truth in love. Hallelujah. May our dwelling, our conversation, our manner of life be truth in love. And that's what the Bible, praise God, tells us. And brothers and sisters, that's what God has quickened me to emphasize today is, Lord, we need to have this flowing of truth in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. Go on over to 1 Corinthians and in chapter 2. Yes, this word of God flowing through our lives in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. And see, that's what's so beautiful about demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. We saw that demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost when they were in the upper room and boom, it hit and they were praising the Lord and worshiping and all of those things. We saw that demonstration in the power of the Holy Ghost as Stephen, as they took those stones and they throw it at him. Amen. And he just looked up and he saw his wonderful Lord and Savior standing at the right hand of God. Hallelujah, I'm about to come home. That's demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Paul sitting there in that dungeon and nobody bringing him a coat, nobody bringing him nothing, but yet the Lord bringing him everything in demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost, writing the joy book of the Bible. Amen. Amen. Come on now. This is that demonstration and power of the Holy Ghost. And as it says here in chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and my speech, as Brother Paul said, and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. I was thankful to God the other day. I had a sweet saint said, you know how to speak English better than that. Why don't you? Praise God. I love it. And I thank the Lord. It's all right. I'm going to let him speak. And he'll speak how he speaks. But as Brother Paul said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, your faith would stand, praise God, in that Holy Ghost power. Amen. And what is the Holy Ghost power? Truly it is love shed abroad in my heart. Yeah, that's it. That's the only reason anybody, by the grace of God, not just stays with it. You just go with it. Hallelujah. You're thankful. You go and you go gladly. You go willingly. You go now. Again, just like that Rebecca of heart that said, family, I love you. I do. You know it. But I'm gone. I'm not even going. I'm gone. I'm on the camel. I'm even telling the Holy Ghost, let's go. There was an encouragement in that. That anticipation, praise the Lord, of being encouraged with truth and love bubbling over in our life. And see, that's what divine grace is. I used to love how Brother Hill would say that. That divine grace is the love of God living and alive in my life. That's when grace is not made vain. It's the grace of God living and alive, abundantly alive. That love of God that truly is, as he would say so sweetly, the love of God just makes you love everybody. You love souls, praise God. People even just chapping you, whatever. But the love of God gets in. Man, I just love them. I don't like to love them, but God, you just love them. I don't understand why. I'd give them a pop or two or whatever it may be, but it's just this love of God that holds me. See, it's not just a preaching of Paul's gospel. It's not just, well, I walk the truth. Come on. Man, I'm not doing that. I'm skipping. Hallelujah. I'm skipping and singing and thanking God. Again, I think about Jessica and Jess at their wedding. I was so grateful to God that she threw all of that appropriate behavior out the window. Oh, this is how you walk down the aisle and, you know, you have to look around. She ran. There weren't time for pictures. She wanted to be married. Hallelujah. That's awesome. See, that was David. Again, that life of David, he did not care. Well, kings don't act like that. Well, let me tell you what somebody that's in love with Jesus acts like. And matter of fact, most leave the room. See, you get so far out from among the camp, nobody wants to go there. Amen? How many of you have told your friends, your family, about Paul's gospel? Huh? Praise God. I pray you have. And you continue to. And you continue to love them. And you tell it, amen, in love. Not in any old haughtiness or anything, but, oh, man, Jesus loves us so. Oh, there's a plan so... You talk about complete salvation. That complete salvation is to save us from even what's about ready to break forth on this earth. Oh, praise God. That little rib portion going to be out of here. To thank the Lord for that divine love. Love so great that he wants me to be his companion. His companion ruling and reigning jointly together with him. Glorified together with him. Yeah, it says that in the Word of God. Matter of fact, not just in one or two places. And it's not that you're just trying to pick it up. It's the whole theme. It's the whole theme of the Word of God. It's so absolutely clear. I was talking to a brother the other day. And, you know, he's speaking. He says, man, that mystery. He doesn't come to meeting here. He's heard this truth, but he doesn't come here. But I've told him about it. God's given us opportunity to talk about these things. And he's saying, you know, that mystery. I said, yep, that mystery. What is it? He says, it's got to be the bride. Got to be the bride. And they wrote those things for us. They wrote those things for us. Oh, he loves us. Oh, God, help us to wake up with this. But see, this isn't just preaching Paul's gospel. This is on fire for Paul's gospel. My vessel, praise God, a burning lamp with spirit and truth. Amen. Amen. Fire time. Yes, and see, going back to where we started today, look at this. This is what's so beautiful about it. You say, well, yeah, Lord, I know that's what I need in my life. I know I would love that those rivers would just flow, those rivers of living water just continue to flow out, that I'd have this fertile life. And here it goes. Go back to John 7:38. He said, he that believes on me and on the scriptures, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But look, there's a verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Isn't it wonderful? You want it? You want it? Oh, I want what he wants. Well, he's going to tell you how it comes. The Holy Ghost. And that you should. But see, they didn't have it at that time. And why? Because the Holy Ghost wasn't given yet. How many times? Amen? How many times? By the grace of God, submit to the word of the Lord. And it's amazing what a Sea of Galilee will open up in your life. And amazing how the Lord will cause, praise God, those rivers of living water to just flow and flow and flow. And see, again, that's what this is.
See, those waters were coming because of the Holy Ghost. Ones like Stephen, ones like Barnabas were about to appear because they were going to have the full of the Holy Ghost testimony. The power of the Spirit, praise the Lord, would be known. Go on over to Romans 15. I love how the Lord says it this way. Should be one of our favorite verses in the Word of God. Romans 15, 13. Now, not later, not at a convenient time. Now, don't put it off. The God of hope fill you. Fill, another word for overflow. Runneth over. All right? With all joy and all peace in believing. And how? That ye may abound, overflow in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You want to change from glory to glory? Amen? By the grace of God, Lord, continue to change me. Open my life up. All them weights laid aside. Let's go. This is it. The power of the Holy Ghost. Overflowing in hope. Overflowing in confidence. Overflowing in joy. And all because of what this is really about. In all joy and peace in believing that ye may overflow in hope. And remember what that word hope is. And I'm praying that we always will remember what it means. The one thing hoped for. You look that up. It's the one thing hoped for. You want to have overflowing hope. You want to have overflowing confidence. You want to have overflowing joy. It's got to be in overflowing in the one thing. And I'm talking about my thing. I'm talking about your thing. I'm talking about the bride of Christ thing. Hallelujah. That the grace of God in our lives would be on fire for that. That, Lord, really ask Jesus right now, Lord, let me have that fire to yield to that, to praise God, surrender, hallelujah, and letting the Holy Ghost have reign in my life. The Holy Ghost that takes all the truth, praise God, just like that Jordan, just rushing down into this vessel and overflowing. Overflowing, praise God, in everything. Overflowing so much, praise God, that you know what? You don't even see me anymore. Amen? You just kind of jump in there. You go. And where'd he go? And all that remained. And all that remained. Remember when they got up and God set them straight? And what did they see? Jesus. Amen? Overflowing. We're on that path. God's encouraged us. Amen? He has. Just again, Lord, captivate my thought. That whole armor of God, especially that helmet of salvation. Lord, captivate my thoughts. I know this. I've heard this word. But let it be alive, Lord. Let it be my first love. See, first love is when that Jordan comes in there and it just overflows. You begin to, by the grace of God, not because of a religious duty, but because of love. You begin to make those steps and to say, Lord, I'm going to make those steps for more truth. It is. It might be uncomfortable to me, but I'll tell you what, it's surely going to be uncomfortable to those that have been around you. Kids. Sometimes spouses, moms and dads, family and all that. And it's not that you're trying to be an irritant. Oh, no. But neutral you cannot be. You're either for me or you're against me. You're either going to thank the Lord that I'm going on to win him. Or you're going to try to get me off the wall to distract me, to discourage me, to try to say, this is more important. This is more important. That this might be who we are, this is what our life's about, or this is what my family has done, or this is where education needs to take me, or this, or this, or this. the one thing hoped for. God, let me be overflowing. And all by the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come and just again give you thanks, Lord. And we rejoice today, Jesus, because, Lord, you are I am. And, Lord, you are all in all. And, Lord, thank you that we pray, Lord, that we be filled with all the fullness of God, full and overflowing vessels, Lord Jesus. May we truly be like a gusher, a geyser, this the panning that David had for the truth, Lord Jesus. Allow it to just bubble over in our lives, God. Let us be vessels of mercy, Lord, praising the Lord for the mercy in my life and the mercy in my brother's life. Lord, that we truly can, again, lift up the hands of the weary. And God, again, lift it up, no matter what's in a life today, no matter what the trial is, no matter what the distraction or the weight is, that by the grace of God, enable one another in love to lift up the hand of the brethren and say, look up, look up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. Oh, he's skipping through the hills. I see him running through the field. Oh, that raven-headed one is bobbing up and down. The one with the dove's eyes is about to look fully. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Give your people that vision, Lord Jesus, because without that vision, we perish. And even so, Lord, come quickly. We love you, beloved one. Till you come, in Jesus' name, amen.